Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Tomorrow being Valentine's Day, we have a whole show of nothing but love songs. To start off this special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are some musical answers to the age-old question, what is love? Beginning with Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra.
If your heart isn't light, here in your arms I'm wealthy tonight. When youth has its fling, love is the thing. While others fight for power, we can walk among the flowers, knowing that the best thing in life is a thing that's free. Love for you and me. And even though our castles crumble and fall, we have the right to laugh at them all. For love is still king. Love is the thing.
Tired. This is the song without end. brightest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love story to you. Love is the sweetest thing.
Thank you. about blue days. Love is everything, as long as we can eat and maybe pay the rent. Why do we care about money? Love is everything.
Take a chance on this romance
while our hearts are singing
side by side and hand in hand.
Happiness is bringing, as long as I have you, as long as you have me. Why do we care about sorrow? Love is everything.
Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band, and Love is Everything. The vocalist on that February 1st, 1936 recording on the Crown label was pianist Jimmy Miller, whose brother Billy was also in the band, playing violin. Mrs. Jack Hilton was preceded by another British band, the Kasani Club Orchestra, led by American pianist Charlie Kuntz, and Love is a Dancing Thing. George Barclay performed the vocal on that March 1936 recording. Before that, it was yet another British band, Ray Noble and his orchestra, with a Ray Noble composition, Love is the Sweetest Thing, crooned there by Al Boley on September 8, 1932. We began with Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra, August 7, 1933, and Love is the Thing. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This is a special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, and we're going back to the 20s in this next set, beginning with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Thank you. no baby like my baby loves me. We get along together like two birds in a tree. Maybe I think I'm crazy, talking the way I do. Maybe if I went crazy, you'd go crazy too. About those lips and those eyes and that arm that holds so tight. And that hug and that squeeze and that so good it kiss goodnight. Oh, really, I don't mean baby. Maybe you disagree, but nobody loves no baby like my baby loves me.
Ben Selvin and his orchestra, July 14th, 1931, and Nobody Loves My Baby. Before that, it was Everybody Loves My Baby, written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams, and played there by George Olsen and his music on March 4th, 1925. We started this segment of the show with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians and Harry Warren's I Love My Baby from December 4th, 1925. This is KISL Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6, and available anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Continuing this special Valentine's Day edition of the show, here's Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania music.
Thank you. above her, she's all that a sweetie can be. She's pretty, she's clever, I'd look at her forever, and oh, how she raves over me. She's got the stuff that never misses, and how that nice young angel kisses. I love her, I love her, I'm lucky to discover the lovingest sweetie for me.
I be. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love, I is. Am you the one you am? Yes, miss, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Oh gee, oh gosh, gee whiz, is I in love, I is. Those hair, them eyes, how come they was? And do I fell? I'll say I does. The English I have spoke is posolute a joke. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, gee whiz, is I in love, I is. Thank you.
again, and spring is come and I'm in love again. Hear my heart strings strum and I'm in love again, and the tune I'm humming is a huddle of cuddle of blues. I'm in love again, and I can't rise above it. I'm in love again, and I love, love, love it. I'm in love again, and I'm darn glad of it. Good
I'm infatuated,
and the spring is come.
I'm a bit enamored.
Hear my heart sing strong.
I'm going dippy.
And the tune I'm humming is a huddle of cuddle of blue.
I'm quite ensnared.
And I can't rise above.
I'm going crazy.
And I love, love, love.
I'm off of my nut.
And I'm darn glad of it. Good
Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot in 1927 with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and I'm in Love Again. Before that, it was the grammatically challenged Is I in Love I Is, written by Will Marion Cook and J. Russell Robinson. The vocalist on that June 20, 1932 recording on the Crown label was Elmer Feldkamp, who was backed by Russ Carlson and the High Steppers with Russ Carlson on piano. Is I in Love I Is was preceded by Jimmy Johnston's Rebels, a Harry Reaser pseudonym, and I Love Her from June 5, 1926. The vocalist there was Tom Stax. We started off this segment with Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania music and I Love You from an OK 78 from around September 15, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. This is a special Valentine's Day edition of the show featuring all love songs. And here to start off this segment is Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Lantern of Love.
Thank you. finds a way to make the sky seem blue. Love always fills each day with dreams that all come true. Love always brings the sunshine to everyone but me. For love always finds a way to get away from me. Thank you.
Selvin's Orchestra and Love Will Find a Way from the original Brunswick 78, recorded around September of 1921. Love Will Find a Way was written by Noble Sissel and UB Blake and is from their first Broadway show, Shuffle Along. Before that, it was Jay Wilbur and his band with a vocal by Jack Latham and Love Finds a Way, written by Harry Warren and Ralph Blaine. That was recorded on December 11th, 1934. We began the set with Roger Wolfe Kahn and his orchestra, January 25th, 1926, and Lantern of Love, written by Raymond Peck and Edward Locke. Here to start off this final segment of this special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is the Imperial Dance Orchestra.
And I want you to know, yes, sir, I long to be near you, honey. Somebody does, wherever you go. You know, somebody's just crazy about you, right from the start. You brought nothing else but happiness, honey. Happiness, I tell you, right into Teddy's heart. Yes, sir. Oh, somebody loves you every hour of the day. That's 24. When you're around, honey, or when you're away, oh, say, somebody loves you. Tell me, can't you see in that somebody ain't nobody else but me? Yes, sir.
Thank you. later's a keeper. Now's the time to fall in love. Rip-doo-doo-booby-dow, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, did the strike a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love.
We started off this final segment of the special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the Imperial Dance Orchestra in August of 1924 and Somebody Loves Me from George White's Scandals, written by George Gershwin, Ballard MacDonald, and Buddy De Silva. Somebody Loves Me was followed by Somebody Loves You, sung there by Ted Lewis on March 16, 1932. Somebody Loves You was written by Peter DeRose and Charlie Tobias, and was followed by Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and Who Wouldn't Love You. Joe Sanders provided the vocal refrain on that August 7, 1925 recording. We finished up with a 1931 Banner 78 with the All-Star Collegians, and Now's the Time to Fall in Love, written by Al Lewis. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.